This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from Russian missile strikes on an eastern Ukrainian city rose to double digits as rescue crews tried to reach people trapped in the rubble of an apartment building. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In the darkness of the night, a crane hovers above a destroyed apartment block as it carries with it a large slab of debris. The rescue teams are busy searching for several people who are still in the wreckage after two bodies were recovered. A shell-shocked local resident tells the AP about the moment the shells hit her neighboring buildings. I go into the kitchen and see dust flying everywhere. I go out and see that there's no fifth floor anymore. A grandma lived there. Her son, Lyosha, is probably out here right now. They're probably still looking for her. The Ukrainian military is looking to beef up its ability to intercept missiles as it prepares for an expected spring counteroffensive to retake Russian-occupied areas of the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Hanoi on his first visit to Vietnam since becoming the top U.S. diplomat. And he met Saturday with Vietnam's prime minister to discuss strengthening ties between the two nations. At a news conference, Secretary Blinken said the U.S.-Vietnamese relationship is important for the security and stability of the Indo-Pacific region.
I also focused on how our countries can advance a free and open Indo-Pacific, one that is at peace and grounded in respect for the rules-based international order.
Blinken's visit to Vietnam is part of the Biden administration's campaign to counter China's increasing influence in the region. He spoke with other top officials to discuss upgrading diplomatic and security connections. Washington and U.S. defense firms have emphasized they'd like to bolster their military supplies.